This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
So on Saturday, we were invited to a cookout, a small cookout, by our neighborhood, our neighbor Guy Hyatt, who basically he's the straw that stirs the drink in the hood. So he invites us over along with Martin and Angela. They're my new neighbors, and basically we're having a cookout for their son Ethan, who is shipping off to boot camp for the Marines. So Ethan has left. He's going to be a Marine. So while we're over there, Guy, who I promised I'd say this, was quite an athlete in his day, having won back-to-back state championships with Kempsville's baseball team.
All right, is he tired of hearing you brag about your other neighbor's sports
he's prowess? Not. He's not, but I promised him I'd mention that. But Guy, he's a great guy. Well, at one point during the cookout, he goes, "Hey, Rod, I want you to look at something," and he whips out a program from the old Virginia Squires. The Virginia Squires were part of the ABA that merged with the NBA back in late 70s, early 80s, I guess. And among players on the Virginia Squires were George Gervin and Dr. J. So that's pretty good. And as I'm looking through the program, I can see other names that I recognize that played in the ABA and then went to the NBA, like Moses Malone, Rick Barry. So I thought, well, this is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But then I get to the last page of the program, and bam! I'm thinking, did I not know this? The Virginia Squires radio play-by-play guy was none other than this man right here.
One of the big fears I have is dying in a hotel room by myself.
Marty Brenneman, Portsmouth native. Did the Squires, did the Tides, moved on to the Hokies, and then eventually with the Cincinnati Reds all those years before retiring. But yeah, and a guy who doesn't want to die in a hotel by himself.
Nice.
So, Guy, thank you for whipping that out and also showing me the program.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? Let's talk baseball. The Yankees with a 9-7 victory yesterday over the Red Sox. Outfielder Aaron Judge.
Goodbye!
Had a pair of home runs. I'll tell you, that aluminum bat, man, you can really hit one. He had a pair of home runs. He's homered down five consecutive games. The Yankees are 7-1 over their first eight. Orioles with a 5-1 victory over the Orioles. Well, that'd be something. The Orioles with a 5-1 victory over the Rays. The Orioles are now 5-3, right behind the Yankees.
What?
I know. It's unbelievable. The Braves and the Mets got together again, and once again, the Mets lost. They were shut out 4-0. Not only a bad loss for the Mets, but they also had another situation to deal with as well.
Yoenis Cespedes has not reported to the ballpark today. He did not reach out to management with any explanation for his absence, and the Mets' attempts to reach Cespedes have been unsuccessful. That's directly from Brody Van Wagenen, and that's up the middle and a base hit for Swanson.
Yeah, so Cespedes decides he's going to opt out of the 2020 season. We haven't heard from him yet, but if he's going to say COVID-19 concerns, I'm going to call BS. In eight games, he's batting 161. He's struck out 15 times. He looks like horse crap. I just think he feels like, well, this season is kind of weird. 60 games, I suck. I'm not going to play. I'm 34. I'll come back next year. I think that's what he's doing. Yeah. The Dodgers are 7-3 after a Clayton Kershaw shutout. He had a little help, though, out of the pen, but 3-0 shutout over the D-backs. The Dodgers, they've got a super fan named Austin Donley.
Yeah.
And he purchased one of those cardboard cutouts of himself to sit in center field, and it paid off.
Dodger career. Smith hits one hard to left center field. Yeah. And it's a leadoff home run for Will Smith.
Cardboard cutouts, and he almost took that guy's head off.
I had about 30, 40 text messages. My phone's just blowing up. And I watched a video, and there's myself getting hit in the head on TV, and the announcer just saying, holy, that guy just got his head taken off. And it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, he reached out to me, and, I'll hook him up with a ball or something, and probably apologize again for, getting his head off.
It's a bat, which I never expected at all. Will Smith is sending me his baseball bat, so it's been a pretty crazy turn of events.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is.
The only thing cooler would be to be in a movie with Will Smith.
The other Will Smith,
yes. By the way, the Dodgers have a bench coach named Bob Guerin who's catching all kinds of hell now on them internets. Because he was caught on television, he's being interviewed about the Dodgers pitchers, and he's got his headset on, and he's got his mask on, and he realizes he has to cough. So he pulls the mask down and coughs.
Coughs into the air, not even trying to cover his mouth.
No.
What are you doing? And then puts the mask back up. Yeah. He doesn't understand that the mask is supposed to be the cough catcher.
That is literally the point.
Yes. Well, he doesn't
quite literally, yes.
I'm sure he knows now. The Cubs, 2-1 victory over the Pirates. Chicago, 7-2. From the NFL, we have somebody else with COVID. Who is it? Want to make a guess?
George Peterson.
Close. It's Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson,
yeah,
the Philadelphia.
Chuck Peterson.
Doug Peterson, the Eagles head coach. He is asymptomatic, said to be doing fine, but he tested positive.
Yeah.
In the NBA, the Nets atop the Wizards, the Celtics all over the Trailblazers early. I was listening to this game on the radio, and they were killing them. And I come in this morning to find out they just barely beat them. 128-124 would be the final. The Spurs top the Grizzlies. Rockets get a good performance out of Russell Westbrook to knock off Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks.
Yeah.
The Suns, who somehow got invited to play in the bubble, they only took 22 teams out of the 30.
Yeah.
They made it. They knocked off the Mavericks. The Magic knocked off the Kings. Brad Keselowski, he was your winner. I would play NBC's coverage of this, but
yeah,
the guys.
Yeah.
The guy's so darn boring, the guy that does the play-by-play for NBC, okay, that instead I found something that's way more entertaining. Here you go.
Brad Keselowski wins NASCAR Cup Series race at New Hampshire, August 2nd, 2020, at 6:35 p.m.
Yeah, and see, and that guy even gives you the time of the
win. Sure, it wasn't the NBC
coverage. It might have been.
Don't they have radio coverage? Is there somebody?
Yeah, it's hard to pull. Believe me, I've tried,
too hard to find,
tried to find that coverage multiple times that I can yank, and it's not easy.
Maybe Patrick Mahomes could call one of these races.
Yeah, he should.
Oh, hey.
Do you know what? People should take note. Major League Baseball, their website, when you look up a highlight, a lot of the time they will give you the play-by-play of the, let's say it's the Aaron Judge home run, and they will give you the play-by-play of the Yankee guy, whoever else is doing the game.
Okay.
And then the losing side, so you get the flavor of both, and you'll get the radio guy too.
Okay.
NASCAR, I wish they'd do the same thing. PGA Tour, Justin Thomas won. Wait, did I say Justin Thomas?
Here's Justin Thomas. Hoyo 13. Es un par 3. Tercera ronda. Aquí viene el de los Estados Unidos, Justin Thomas. Con un estupendo swing. Aquí viene, va a querer el green, estupendo. Uno, bote adentro.
Hole. There you go.
Hole.
You're saying hole.
Hole.
Yes, Justin Thomas wins the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational. I don't know if you saw this, but there was a guy.
Yeah.
There was a European event, and the guy, wherever the heck they were playing, he ends up hitting the ball. It lands on an island. So he took a boat to the island,
really?
So that he wouldn't lose a stroke.
And played it back?
And played it back. Yes, I thought it was pretty funny. Here's your fun fact. In Quebec, in Greece, and in France, there are laws which prevent a wife from taking her husband's last name when they get married. You cannot
really?
Do it in Greece, France, or
interesting.
Quebec.
Yeah, very interesting.